Surely the minister would agree that anyone travelling from anywhere with any instances of COVID should have to quarantine. And it's interesting when you look at the list of COVID countries that people do have to quarantine from, there's very low instances of COVID, and the countries with very high incidence, we're not providing any quarantine at all. I also take umbrage with the wording of subsection 25, section 38B, where it states that a dependent person means a person who is 18 years or over and is suffering from a mental or physical disability. Minister, do you not listen to people with disabilities in advocacy groups? Have you not seen the campaign, Disability is Not a Dirty Word? Disabled people are reclaiming the term disabled and highlighting that it is society, policies and infrastructure which disables them and their abilities. Culture change is needed, and if government doesn't use inclusive and person-centred language, then what hope is there for wider change? I'm nearly out of time here, but I would like to briefly mention that it's completely unacceptable that developed countries are swallowing up all availability of vaccines. For the vaccination programme to be successful, it needs to be rolled out worldwide. We have a moral responsibility to share vaccines with the developing countries, and I'm very glad to hear Dr. Mike Ryan of the WHO outlining the importance of this. In essence, I am not sure whether I will be supporting this bill, even though it will implement some of the measures that I've been calling for, but it does not go far enough, Minister. We're a year into this pandemic, and we need